Tom and Alex.
Totes amazeballs, eh?
On Triple J.
Block Party are back in 2012. Their fourth record, Four, is coming out in September. And we have the brand new tune, and we have the lead singer on the line. Good morning, Kelly O'Kerricky.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very well, thanks.
Really well, thank you. You, along with your bandmates Russell, Gordon and Matt, make up a Block Party. Very excited to be playing your new single this morning, but we better get down to your location first. Whereabouts are you at the moment?
Well, I was just telling your producer, I'm currently in my new house in South London, and I'm having a dinner where I'm, it's the first time I've met all my new flatmates, so I'm doing this classic trick where they're all drinking alcohol, but I'm supposed to be drinking alcohol, but I'm drinking water, right, just because I want to see what they get like when they're drunk.
And you can tell better when you're sober.
Yes. Yeah, I'm putting notes onto my phone just to, so I can tell.
Oh God, very sneaky.
You have to be careful. You don't want to end up living with a psychopath, do you?
No, that is very true.
But you're acting more like a psychopath now. You're the crazy one in the situation.
I know. Like, I just realised that when I was saying it back. But, never mind. Let's talk about the single.
Okay.
And we certainly can. We'll get to the notes about the house, the flatmates, a little bit later on. The new single.
Maybe
from
when you tour later in the year, we'll find out if your housemates are alcoholics.
We will.
All right, Octopus is the name of the new song we're going to play for you on Triple J.
Hang on, sorry, are you okay? You're drinking your water too fast, Kelly. Are you okay?
I was just quite excited. I just got a flash there because it's all starting again now. With interviews, in Australia, we're really doing it. We're really putting this record out.
It certainly is. And a lot of people were wondering when Block Party are going to come back, and so many people excited and texting in this morning about it. Octopus is the new song. You put on Twitter a little bit earlier, what has three hearts? Oh. Have you been doing a bit of research on octopi, Kelly?
That wasn't me. That was probably Matt. Because I didn't know that octopuses have three hearts. I didn't know that at all. I'm finding out some quite interesting facts about them. Having named the song after them, it was really just about the image as well. I don't really know much about octopuses. Apparently, they're very clever animals. Everyone keeps telling me.
Yeah, very intelligent. Sensitive.
It's annoying because I thought three hearts would be kind of like a metaphor or a symbol for how much love you have in your body or something, and you love three times as much as other people. But that's all just a crock.
Well, that's good. I'm going to use that the next time somebody asks me.
Very nice. Could have gone with, because the album is called Four, which Octopus is from, something to do with four. You could have gone cows, like four stomachs. Could have called the track Cow.
Yeah.
Do cows have four stomachs?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, wow. this has all been very educational for so late in the evening.
Let's play the freaking song, okay? I think people are hanging out to hear it. We will come back and have a chat to Kelly on the other side of this. But this is brand new music since 2008's Intimacy from Block Party. This new record for this track, Octopus. See what you think. Text in 0439757555. We'll be back with Mr. O'Kerricky after this. Triple J.
Hello, my name is Kelly, and that was Octopus.
Yay!
Hooray! The new song from Block Party, and Kelly O'Kerricky from the band joins us on the line. Thanks so much for letting us play that, Kelly. That was awesome. Really great stuff.
No worries. Thanks for playing it.
Hey, no worries, man. And so many people excited about you coming back to the country for Splinter in the Grass a bit later on in the year, back with Block Party. Of course, you were here last year off your solo record, The Boxer, which was a pounding record that got you to the dance floor. How did it feel getting back into guitars and the indie rock side of things?
It's been interesting. When we decided to make this record for, the only discussions we had, at the end of 2010, whether it needed to feel like it was the sound of just the four of us in a room together. That was the point, really. No reliance on studio effects or anything like that. It was just the sound of the four of us playing rock and roll. That's where the record came from. If we make another record, I don't know if it will be the same. If you make another record, it might be a completely different thing. It might go off in a completely different direction. But right, when we made Four, it felt like the best direction for us was to try something that was just a little bit more honest, really. So that's where it came from.
Yeah, awesome. And you released a bit of a trailer for the album coming up, and it showed a little bit of behind-the-scenes footage, including you guys, the four of you, as you said, in the room making music together. And there was like a big mirror up in there in the room. Yeah. What was it like with that? Was that weird?
Well, it's funny because people keep asking me about this mirror, but the whole time that we were rehearsing and writing in that room, I never saw the mirror once. I didn't know there was a mirror in the room because I'm standing right in front of it, so with my back to it, so I never saw it at all. But which is probably a good thing, because if I had noticed it was there, I'd probably be spending most of my time focusing on my pout and my abs. Yes. As opposed to some rocking music.
Well, you are one of the sexiest men in indie rock, according to a thing on the internet, Kelly. So you've got a lot to look at there.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I've got to say.
All right, that's an official quote there. That's an exclusive to Triple J. On being voted the sexiest man in indie rock, Kelly O'Kerricky says... Yeah. All right, I'm writing it down. Perfect, man. Well, thanks so much for having a chat. Thanks for letting us play this for the first time on Australian radio.
We look forward to seeing a few of these songs off for the new album from Block Party live when you play at Splendor in the Grass. Have you got any particular tricks for people when you'll be in Byron Bay for this particular festival, Kelly?
Yeah, I've learned in the 2 years that we've had away, I've been taking like a ventriloquism course.
Right.
So I've been learning to throw my voice.
Oh, yeah.
I've been learning to sing without even opening my mouth. So I'm quite excited about I'm quite excited about a segment that we're going to have in the shows where I basically play some dummies.
Mm.
That's going to be quite exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty groundbreaking for an indie band to bring this into a set, so we're very excited to see it at Splendor. Mm. Kelly, thanks so much for coming along. Well, give us a call.
No worries.
And best of luck getting back to your housemates. Hope they're not psychopaths.
Yeah, me too.
Cheers, Kelly. Take it easy,
Bye.
Man. We'll see you later in the year. Bye.